Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joe Chiuro. The NTSB has recovered the data recorder from the duck boat in Missouri that sank, killing 17 people.
That is on its way to Washington, D.C., even as we speak, to be processed in the NTSB labs there, dried out.
NTSB investigator Earl Wehner says they've also recovered video from another duck boat that was on the lake at the time. An SUV driver is under arrest after striking and killing a Dallas police motorcycle officer early today.
The driver of the Kia Sportage collided into a concrete divider and remained at the scene, where he was subsequently arrested for suspicion of driving while intoxicated.
Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall, the dead officer, was a 32-year veteran of the force. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. At Ace, we offer many services ranging from glass cutting to small engine repair. But at Ace, we believe that serving goes beyond just services. That's why we are an official sponsor for Cram the Van. Not only can you drop off your donations at Ace, we also carry the school supplies that are so desperately needed. Whether you need school supplies or just have a desire to donate, come see us. We'll give you 10% off your purchase of school supplies. Capital City Ace is located at 3215 Taylor Road.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United,
for your comfort. Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Now that summer is in full swing, Cat House Marine is having its annual summer sales event. Hello, I'm Steve Northington. Now is the time to get a great deal on a new, dependable Yamaha outboard. With several in stock, surely we've got just the right one for you. We have a great selection of Yamaha-powered Express bass and crappie boats, Express center consoles, and more. Also, luxurious veranda pontoons, all aluminum, welded construction, and top-shelf interior make veranda pontoons one of the best on the market today. Cat House Marine offers professional service on most modern-day marine engines, and same-day basic service. For professional sales and service, visit us today. Cat House Marine Incorporated, just east of I-65, exit 179, Cobbs Ford Road and Main Street in Millbrook. Call us today, 334-517-6500, or visit us on the web at cathousemarine.com. Cat House Marine in Yamaha, revs your heart.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need, and no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Sawzall Sirius Italian ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Saza Serious Italian on Commerce Street. Saza, much more than pizza. This is serious Italian food. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Saza Serious Italian and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Severe thunderstorm watch in effect for much of east central Alabama. Clusters of thunderstorms, but not every town will see one. Risk of damaging winds in the stronger storms. Our weather app will alert you if there is a watch or warning for your particular area. Low temperature tonight, 75. For tomorrow, kind of a routine forecast, high around 94. Triple-digit heat index near 105. Widely scattered storms around. Rain chance coverage about 30% Sunday and Monday, and not much change on Tuesday. Get our free weather app today. It includes interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. Shows you where the storms are now and where they're going to be. Plus, get warnings instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios high atop the Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Clearing the Air. Thank you for joining us. As you know, I was off last week. It was a really rough week. Thank you for bearing with me. I am your humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infected with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. Again, welcome to the program. I will be producing tonight's show, and Postman, I'm sure he's on his way up here into the studio. But welcome. Let me give you my disclaimer. Unlike virtually every talk show host, I guess, on the planet, I don't want you to believe anything you hear me say, because I'm challenging you to do your own research and stop listening to so-called authority. And whatever you do, don't go to Snopes. Don't go to Snopes and say, well, Snopes says it wasn't true. Snopes is Perception Management 101 agency. Don't do it. Don't go to Snopes. You can't trust anything they say. Matter of fact, you shouldn't trust anything they say at all. I can provide, we can provide the basics to you, but you have to connect the dots for yourself. It's so very important for you to rise above the various obstacles that have been purposely placed in your path so you can see for yourself what is being done to us, folks, because it is being done to us. There is no question whatsoever that they are doing this to us. Now, I can sit in this studio 24/7 and tell you things that are going on, but until you discover them for yourself, it doesn't matter. You need to wake up. And what's amazing to me is what we're seeing happen in D.C., the fact that the FBI refuses to release memos to Congress despite subpoenas commanding them to do so, that should tell you everything you need to know about the power structure of this government. And it should verify all the, quote, conspiracy theories that have been discussed. It is so hard to believe that the powers that shouldn't be have taken the reins of the various departments within our government. Isn't it really hard to believe? No, it's not. Look at what they're doing. How hard is it to believe that they conspired to kill 80 men, women, and children in Waco, Texas? How hard is it to believe that 9/11 was set up and facilitated by the Bush administration? Is that really that hard to believe now? Think about it. What about Sandy Hook? You don't think that was just a production to take our guns from us? That's exactly what it was. This should really start connecting dots for you. You should really think about what's happening in D.C., and they're just bold in your face about it. Strzok is like, hey, no, I'm not going to tell you. You know, I was told not to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. Who has the real power here? Believe me, it's not you and me. It's not the people. It's not the ones up there who represent the people. It's what they call the deep state. It's the SES, whatever you want to, ever how you want to refer to them. They're the ones in charge. They're the ones running this joint. And their boss, he's not the same as our boss. Their boss is their God, and it's a little g, believe me. And he's not our God, which is all caps. I can promise you that. It's not the same dude at all. These people are evil. I think people are handicapped because they're not capable of understanding the evil that these people are capable of. And it's hard to wrap your mind around the fact that they would use children the way they use children. It's sick, but it's what they do. It's the Luciferian lifestyle. These people are Luciferian psychopaths. That's what they are. It's in the Bible. I don't understand why people can't grasp this whole thing. This is what's happening. You know, I read a book, part of a book today. It was actually, I don't particularly trust Billy Graham, but this book came into my hands, and it's about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. In the book, Billy Graham goes into detail about Babylon, and he says the mistake people make is they believe Babylon's a place. Babylon's not a place. Babylon is a lifestyle. Babylon is a system. I don't really know how to put it into words.
A system.
Babylon is a system. It's a system we're operating under now. I made the point on Greg's show Thursday to say this, and I'm going to say it now, and I'm going to just reiterate this. Trump isn't trying to keep our country from being taken over. It's already been taken over. Trump's trying to take our country back from the ones who took it over, the ones who killed Kennedy, the ones who installed the Federal Reserve against the Constitution. Our country's been taken over a long time ago, folks. Trump's trying to get it back. It's very important for you to remember that. Very important. Because this is what's happening right now. The deep state is uncovering themselves, and they don't know what to do with Trump. So either Trump is going to double cross us, or they're going to kill him. Because I got to tell you, on the old Arkansas-ed leaderboard, who's the next one to be Arkansas-ed? Trump's been at the top for a while. There's going to be a couple more who are easing up towards the top of the betting boards on who gets Arkansas-ed. We'll talk about that later as the show goes on. Welcome, Postman. He's here with us. Glad you're here.
Good to be here.
I heard from Nate. That was good. I always love hearing from my buddy Nate. He texted me. I've heard from a lot of people. I've got a lot of material people have sent me this week, and I really, really appreciate it. There's a story about Michelle Obama's doctor has come out now saying that he was offered millions of, or given millions of dollars, I guess, not to talk about the fact that Michelle Obama is a man, which we kind of knew that, but that kind of puts him up towards the top of the Arkansas-ed board, too. I have to tell you, he won't be around long. We'll get into all that when we get back. You're listening to Clearing the Air. This is News Talk 93.1 WHTV. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world for 3 hours every Saturday night. Folks, y'all come back with us. We'll be back in three very, very short
minutes. Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Postman and I were just having an off-mic conversation. I found something on the side of my tub last night, and as I was getting ready to get in and take another bath, I'm taking two or three a day now with borax and baking soda trying to get this stuff off me. But this thing, I put a video on YouTube. You need to go look at it if you get a chance. And somebody tell me what this thing is, because I have no idea. It looks like a translucent earwig, but it doesn't have the little split tail. It's got a single tapering tail like a lizard that curls up. And this thing is moving. It's alive. It's got spikes. It's just creepy looking. I have no idea. And Postman just gave me his interpretation of it, which scared the bejesus out of me. I don't know what it is, but if you get a chance, you may want to go look at this, because I can't be the... You know, when I tell you all these things that are going on with me, I'm not trying to get sympathy. I'm not trying to influence you. I'm trying to let you know I'm not the only one this is happening to. This is happening to a lot of people, and it may be happening to you. And like I was, you just don't realize it. That's why I keep telling you this. It's very important that you examine yourself and make sure you're not like I am. It's very important. Please. Speaking of YouTube, they pulled the plug on Illuminati Watcher channel. They finally just pulled him down. I knew that was coming. Isaac's the guy's name. He's done some great videos on all the music videos about the Illuminati symbolism. Great. I mean, he had 10 million views, 200 videos, over 70,000 subscribers, and it's gone. YouTube killed it. Here we go, folks. This is what's going to start happening. Oh, also, you're probably familiar, I know Postman is, because he just said something about it, I think. Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. Well, the writer-director behind Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy was just let go by Disney. Guy's name's James Gunn. Apparently, his Twitter feed had some indefensible stuff on there that had mentioned pedophilia and a bunch of other stuff, and racism, disparaging jokes about Mexicans, AIDS, the Holocaust, and rape in general. Just a really all-around Disney kind of guy, you know what I mean? Well, they fired him, thank God. And let me ask you this. Have you noticed that all the Trump haters seem to be either pedophiles or traitors, and in many instances, both? As I've said many times before, if Hillary had been installed, pedophilia would probably have been legalized by now. But, of course, no one would be paying that much attention, because they would be preoccupied with the war that would be going on with Russia. She would have gotten us into. See, this is one reason they're so upset with Trump. You know, they don't want peace to break out, because they want war. You know, read the report from Iron Mountain. They believe that war, you have to have war, because war keeps the economy going. Well, no, war keeps these bastards and all this money is what war does, because they're all heavily invested in the military-industrial complex. They make a fortune off war. That's why they want war with Russia. How dare Trump go over there and peacefully talk to this man? It just blows me away. You know, one of the key things in psychology, or psychiatry rather, is called called losing your mind is what it's called. It's called projection. It's when you accuse other people of doing exactly what you're doing. And that's what these psychopaths are doing. They're calling Trump treasonous. All the stuff they're doing, they're accusing Trump of doing. It's insane, and it's getting crazier. The whole world's gone nuts. But you know, the ACLU now is saying that government should have to pay for reuniting all these immigrant families. Oh, yeah, they actually have asked a California court to force the government to pay for reunification efforts of illegal immigrants. You know, I have a clue for you, all you illegal immigrants. Don't come here. If you come here, understand what's going to happen to you. It's not our responsibility if you don't obey the law. That's your fault. It's just kind of how that works.
Those people aren't called. They're not on the left for nothing, Terry.
What now?
They're not on the left for nothing.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they're already, I think I heard this week for San Francisco, they're allowing illegals to vote.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. That's not a euphemism. That's just not a word to make it sound good. God, if you you look that up, that's a left is a wrong sided, and it's a and it's evil. That's mm-hmm. what it boils down to.
It is.
Yeah.
And that pretty much it's funny wordplay. Obamination. Is it a coincidence that abomination before God and Obamination sound so similar? I don't think so. I mean, we're playing games of words here. The leader of this country, a homosexual, and his purported wife, actually a man in drag? How do you think God feels about that? You talk about an abomination before God, there you go. And every time I've said something about this to people, the constant response I get is, well, what about the two children? Good Lord, folks. Look at what we're seeing involving the intelligence services and their contempt for all things godly. Do you not think they would lie about the children, too? These two could be agency MK Ultra children for all we know. They could be, who knows where they came from. But I promise you, they are not the children of those two people, because two men can't have babies.
And, you know, after it's all said and done, I mean, give us some thought. I mean, in the book of Revelation, it talks about the reason why the earth was destroyed, because the habitation of devils. That's
yep.
why.
Yep. Sodom and Gomorrah.
And they've been here for thousands upon thousands of years, because they claim this is their world.
And it may be. It may have been. Who knows? I don't know. A guy named Philip K. Dick, who wrote a book, How to Build a Universe That Doesn't Fall Apart 2 days Later, which I love that title, said, today we live in a society in which spurious realities are manufactured by the media, by governments, by big corporations, by religious groups, political groups. So I ask, what is real? Because unceasingly we are bombarded with pseudo-realities manufactured by very sophisticated people using very sophisticated electronic mechanisms. And it is an astonishing power, that of creating whole universes, universes of and in the mind. I ought to know, because I do the same thing. And he's so right. And David Lindsay, in his 1920 novel, which is credited with really starting the whole science fiction boom of that era, his novel was 1920, A Voyage to
Arcturus.
Arcturus, which is in the Bible, I believe.
Arcturus. Yes, it is. That's one of God's stations.
Yeah. He said, to be a free man, one must have a universe of one's own. Now, he's not talking about all the stars. He's talking about in your mind. Interesting. Huxley, we all know Huxley, Brave New World, said everyone belongs to everyone else, which is it's totally opposite of what I just read you from the other people. This goes back to the Clinton, it takes a village crap, the hive mentality, everyone belongs to everyone else. I disagree with that. It's called imagination. We all are different in our own way. You know, I was thinking the other day, actually, I was talking to Greg about the movie The Odessa File is on TV right now. Today's the last day. One of the free movies on the cable. The other movie that I really like about World War II is The Boys from Brazil, about Mengele and the cloning of children. He made all these clones of Hitler. But here's the problem. You can't make an exact copy and expect them to do the exact same thing as the one that you took the sperm from, unless that person experiences exactly the same thing the first one did. Because you are comprised of everything you've ever read, everything you've ever seen, everyone you've ever met, every thought you've ever had. That's what makes you. And there's no way to make an exact copy that way. You can physically make a copy, but you can't mentally make a copy. And that's what made me think about that, The Boys from Brazil. That's a great movie, too. Have you ever seen that?
No.
I think it's Gregory Peck's. I think maybe his last movie. I'm not sure. Great movie.
Yeah, but what really makes you is your mistakes.
Explain. I don't understand. You mean understanding your faults and your limitations?
Right, and correcting your errors, and being pliable enough to to be in, you know, when somebody, you know, criticizes you. And
that's deep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem with that. I'll be honest with you. I have a huge problem with that. I don't like for people to sharp, you know, go after me like that. I don't like to be critiqued. I can't help it. I am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. That's pretty. I like that. That's good. Did you just come up with that? You read that somewhere.
No, you asked me. I told you.
I did ask
you.
And you did tell me. You're absolutely right. That's good, man. I really like that. Wow. I learned something from you. Every time we're together, I learn something from you. You should be feeling pretty smug about right now because so many of these things that I read every week, all the different sites, they're all saying the same things you've been saying.
Well, I mean, when I was doing the research on it, I mean, it was I saw the truth, you know, because it fit with what's going on now, or what was going on then. It fit. Another thing, it fit science. It fit the biblical prophetic narrative,
mm-hmm.
And that's just too many things, you know, to ignore.
True.
Way too many.
True.
And it fit. And the main thing that it fit to me, one of the main things that it fit, I would say the second most important, is those key words and phrases that they use. Once you get the etymology of those words and those phrases, it gives you the backstory of everything.
And we're taught to believe that they mean something different or to really ignore their true meanings. That way, at the end of time, they can say, well, we told them. We told them. We told them. They just didn't listen.
And then once you research the etymology of those words, sometimes in a whole story,
mm-hmm.
one word will explain the whole thing.
Oh yeah, it can change.
You get the meaning. You get the meaning in one word. It'll change the whole thing. It'll actually explain it to you.
Wow, well said. Well said, indeed. You're right. Well, you know, Dean Henderson from Missouri, the Show Me State, and Dean has written some very impressive stuff. He knows the history of the Bushes, where all basically big oil companies run everything. He knows all about petrochemicals, pharmaceutical companies. He's very well respected. He's been on all the big shows, and he came out with a post this past week that basically mirrors everything you've been saying. And I put it on our official Clear and Their Facebook page. People, go take a look at this, because it pretty much validates everything Postman's been saying. And I've caught some flack from some of y'all about this. But hey, open your mind, think about it, read the Bible, and think about it, folks. This stuff is happening. I mean, it's going on right now. I mean, when Dean Henderson starts talking about the Anunnaki invaders from a planet called Nibiru, you better start paying attention. It's unreal. You know, the Luciferian, the title is The Illuminati Agenda 21, The Luciferian Plan to Destroy Creation. I don't think you can get any more biblical than that. Got to hit our first big break. It's a 5-minute, folks. You're listening to Clearing the Air. My name's Terry Adams, Postman's co-hosting tonight. We will be back in a very, very short 5 minutes, so y'all come back with us.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about...
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners, you can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Capital City Ace Hardware ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Capital City Ace Hardware on Taylor Road. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. Cram the van from Capital City Ace Hardware and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Severe thunderstorm watch in effect for much of east central Alabama. Clusters of thunderstorms, but not every town will see one. Risk of damaging winds in the stronger storms. Our weather app will alert you if there's a watch or warning for your particular area. Low temperature tonight, 75. For tomorrow, kind of a routine forecast, high around 94. Triple-digit heat index near 105. Widely scattered storms around. Rain chance coverage about 30% Sunday and Monday, and not much change on Tuesday. Get our free weather app today. It includes interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, shows you where the storms are now and where they're going to be. Plus, get warnings instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. If you're like me, you're probably sick and tired of listening to all the politics stuff that's going on. Political, I guess, is the correct term that's going on. It's disgusting, folks. It's absolutely disgusting. They're basically snubbing their nose at us because we don't mean anything to them. And nothing's ever going to get done. No one's ever going to prison. You can forget about that. It's not going to happen. There's never going to be any justice. Not while man's running this planet, let me put it that way. It's just not going to happen. I mean, you've even got people coming out, politicians coming out and talking about a shadow government. I mean, it's insane. But like I said earlier, this should be a huge monumental moment for all of us. all of you should understand that everything we've been talking about here, there's something going on here, folks. There really is. There is a shadow government that's running this joint, and they are not nice people. They play hardball. They don't play easy. Let me put it that way. Now, something else that happened is Trump and this Space Force thing. I don't know if you've kept up with this. Of course, we all know that Trump came out and had a press conference and said we're going to start a Space Force. There's a lot more to it than that. It's a bigger game changer than the atomic bomb is what's being said right now. Now, the first use of the atomic bomb in history changed the course of the world. Two flashes in Japan signal the end of the infantry and armor dominance that shaped the first two world wars. The limits of nuclear weapons soon became apparent. To deliver a payload successfully, you got to have planes, pilots, and air superiority. Even with missiles, a solid defense system can render them helpless. But in the 21st century, warfare has shifted beyond the skies and into space. Very important, space. With all of our infrastructure reliant on defenseless satellites, a hostile nation can easily cause us great harm. To counter this, President Donald J. Trump created the Space Force. And Patriot Depot wasted no time in giving America what it wanted, Space Force gear, so they're trying to merchandise it, but that's not the important part. It's more than just a cool name. Its existence is necessary if the United States wants to win a war against a major power in the future, because they're all struggling to get into space. I believe they're already in space, and I'm not the only one. Postman's been telling you this. Blue Force Tracking is a system used by Marines and Army infantry troops to identify and coordinate with friendly blue forces. Well, it's dependent on satellite-based global positioning system. A few well-placed missiles during a war could leave our troops in the dark. In other words, take out the satellites. You know, there was a senator who tried to pass a bill. This was in the early 90s, if I'm not mistaken. And he presented the bill that would basically put a ban on weaponizing space. The problem was they kicked the bill out because in the bill he mentioned aerosols, chemtrails. It was in the bill that a senator presented, so they kicked it out because they didn't want us to know about chemtrails. Because chemtrails is necessary for them to use their weaponry, their plasma missile shield. You have to turn the sky into a plasma anytime you want to if you want to stop missiles. So to do that, you have to put nanoparticulates of metal up in the sky. Then you shoot it with an ionospheric heater. It heats it up. It changes it to that fourth state plasma. Missiles can't penetrate it. They hit it, blow up. That's one of the reasons they're doing chemtrails. Now, we have to have satellites because so many of our sensors and weapons are 100% reliant on orbiting satellites to work. Without satellites, we won't be able to effectively have war. Doggone it. So Trump's Space Force was announced to counter this threat of taking out satellites. With an active force whose sole mission is to protect our extraterrestrial infrastructure and assets, we're now light years ahead of our rivals. Soon we'll be the only country capable of putting up a fight above the Earth's atmosphere. That's scary to me. But I think this is just he's the proverbial camel sticking his nose under the tent. That's what this is. This is getting us acclimated to us being in space. Because it's going to keep going. And then soon, I had a listener send something to me today where I think it was on Tucker Carlson. He had Pope on there, not the Pope, but last name Pope. He was in the UK, one of those phony talking Brits, and he was talking about disclosure. It's coming. It is coming. Big time coming. So all of this kind of plays together. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But the big question I've always had and I still have is, what is this great deception the Bible talks about? Is the great deception the fact that these aren't really aliens, but these are demons? Is the great deception the fact, you know, I don't know. What is the great deception? I think the false prophet is the Pope, and we're going to get into a little bit of that tonight. And all you people who think I'm a Catholic hater, you're going to hate me even worse. But, hey, it's a target-rich environment these days. I got to take it if it's there, and it's a whole nother story. But the Pope. And there was an attempted arrest of the... And there's all kind of stuff going on. I put a bunch of stuff out on the official Clearing the Air site. Please go take a look at it. But, let's just go ahead and do this. All right. This article will probably cement my reputation such as it is for being a Catholic hater. But honestly, I'm simply reporting what I and others believe is true. Police raided a... Let's see, what is he actually called? He's a Catholic priest, actually. In a moment reminiscent of the William Jefferson freezer cash seizure, police in Williamson, Michigan, reported the discovery of $63,392 in cash during the search of the home of Reverend Jonathan Worrell. He's a Catholic priest charged with embezzling more than $5 million from the local parish there. To make matters worse, the cash was still in bundles of $2,000 with paper bands reading "For Deposit Only, St. Martha Parish and School." There's a time to pray. That's P-R-A-Y and a time to pray, P-R-E-Y, evidently. What's astonishing is that Worrell was openly living in a lavish 11,000-square-foot mansion, which is a little conspicuous for someone making $40,000 a year with a vow of poverty. That would throw a red flag up for me. The bundles were composed of $20 bills. So far, more than $1.1 million in assets have been seized by police. He will stand trial on 6 felony counts of embezzlement starting August 13th. He's now trying to raise money for his defense to the tune of $300,000, but his counsel, Lawrence Nolan, said that he will be withdrawing. I'll bet. This is unreal. And at the end of this article, I love this, they put Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and man. There you go. Oh, well, let's go ahead and pile on. How rich is the Catholic Church? No one really knows, because religious groups don't have to follow regular accounting. Pope Francis is not just the spiritual leader of one of the world's major religions. He's also the head of what's probably the wealthiest institution in the entire world. The Catholic Church's global spending matches the annual revenues of the planet's largest firms and its assets. Huge amounts of real estate, St. Patrick's Cathedral, Vatican City, some of the world's greatest art, surely exceed those of any corporation by an order or two of magnitude. But it turns out to be surprisingly difficult to understand exactly how rich they are. That's because church finances are complicated. It's also because the United States, at least in the U.S., churches are generally exempt from reporting their financial and all the disclosure requirements that all of us normal folks have to file. They don't have to. So we don't know how rich they are. And the other thing is that they separate it. But when they need to, like each parish can do its own thing, but when they need help, they can combine one to the other. I mean, we're talking an operating budget is $11 billion a year. Let's see. Apple and General Motors, by way of comparison, had revenues of $150 billion in fiscal year 2012. Let's see. Legally speaking, there's no such thing as the Catholic Church, which is why these finances get so complicated. Each diocese is a separate legal entity incorporated in the states where it operates. So generally speaking, they're organized as what's known as a corporation sole. No pun intended. It's S-O-L-E, not S-O-U-L. A legal corporation wholly controlled by the individual bishop, the bishop, rather than a board of directors, and not officially part of any larger transnational spiritual organization. So this has led to many conflicts during the various and quite plentiful sex abuse scandals. Lawsuits have caused disputes about how deep the church pockets go and who should pay. On several occasions, abuse-related litigation has inspired dioceses to declare bankruptcy, which offers a rare window into the internal financial organization of the institution. Individual parishes, though operating under the umbrella of the relevant bishop, have a fair degree of financial autonomy. They conduct separate fundraising and maintain separate expenses. That way, parish donors can feel they're bolstering their own and particular community, and it's not just an impersonal bureaucracy. In other words, they can move money around as they want to. A fascinating article in the, believe it or not, American Bankruptcy Institute Journal. Yes, there's a magazine dedicated to all things bankrupt. They explain the status of parish investment funds depends on some very subtle details. Both the Diocese of Milwaukee and the Diocese of Wilmington ran pooled investment funds in which a single account simply noted how much each parish had contributed. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It gets into... Actually, it works out quite nicely for the Vatican when one of these pedophile priests gets caught and taken to court, because the victim's restitution could not include any of the vast reserves held by Vatican City. How nice and very well thought out for them. I don't want to go there. Let's go ahead and hit this break. You're listening to Clear in the Air. We got a 3-minute break, and we'll be back. 3 short minutes. Come back with us.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right, we also specialize in ductwork and airflow too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. According to MLS statistics, houses in the River region are selling very well. At the current pace, we should set a record for sales of existing and new homes this year. Over 3,200 homes have sold in the last 6 months in the River region. Over 40% of these homes sold in the first 60 days of hitting the market. We have changed this year from a buyer's market to a seller's market. The average price of homes that did sell was $165,000. The median price was $148,000. What are buyers looking for in homes today? Houses that are market ready sell quicker than houses with repair issues. Location helps attract buyers, but condition and price is what sells homes in this market. For a market update from the Real Estate Source, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
And the walls came down. I don't believe there are any Russians and there ain't no Yanks. Just comrade criminals playing with tanks. The old MTV days, back when MTV was worth a crap. Welcome back to the program. My name's Terry Adams. Postman is with me tonight. Wow, kind of going everywhere tonight, but I'm going to take you somewhere here in a few minutes. It's going to take a big break for me to get my ducks in a row to take you to this place, but we're going to get into some heavy stuff here in just a few minutes. I just told you about the Vatican, but you know they're not the only ones. You remember the Tennessee pastor arrested on money laundering and drug charges, and the only reason they caught him is because a local TV news investigation revealed he was using donations to pay off what would amount to personal debts. So it's not just Catholics I'm talking about. To demonstrate the influence and power the Catholic Church holds, the fact that no lawmaker has ever suggested that they be held financially accountable vis-a-vis taxation, that should speak volumes to you. It really should. If you've ever wanted confirmation that ruling structures are biased towards conflict, over the past few days, it should be proven to you. If you ever want a confirmation that public intellectuals jump to obey power, then you got it over the last few days. As much as I avoid the bullhorns from New York and D.C., I couldn't escape them this time. Evidently, Donald Trump had a summit with Vladimir Putin and uttered unspeakable words. After Putin denied interfering in the 2016 election, Trump said this. He just said, it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it should be. And after he said that, all hell broke loose. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell quickly held his own press conference and said, I've said a number of times, I'll say it again, the Russians are not our friends, and I entirely believe the assessment of our intelligence community. He's a scumbag and a traitor, by the way, folks. Arnold Schwarzenegger, in bizarre form, reported that Trump looked like a little wet noodle, whatever that means. Former CIA Director John Brennan raged that Donald Trump's press conference performance in Helsinki was treasonous. He is wholly in the pocket of Putin. This a man who admits he voted for a communist in his past. And on it went, including shields from both the blue and the red teams. At first, I tried to verify exactly what it was they were all freaking out about, but with limited success. Then I saw that the words themselves were a secondary factor, as George Will explained. This is George Will speaking. Well, it's me speaking, but it's his words. What precisely did President Trump say about the diametrically opposed statements by U.S. intelligence agencies and the Senate Intelligence Committee and by Putin concerning Russia and the 2016 U.S. elections? Precision is not part of Trump's repertoire. He speaks English as though it's a second language that he learned from someone who learned English last week. So it's usually usually difficult to sift meaning from Trump's word salads. But in Helsinki, he was, for him, crystal clear about feeling no allegiance to the intelligence institutions that work in his direction and under leaders he chose. I could go on and on, folks. There's no point. You've doubtlessly seen this for yourself. The key takeaway is that saying anything the military security complex doesn't like is considered treasonous. And let's be clear here. All Trump did was say a few words. There was no policy change, only a short comment that he didn't see why the Russians would do such a thing. It's almost trivial, but it set the military security or military-industrial complex into hysterics. So much so that even a person as Donald Trump was forced to issue a lame retraction. So how much pressure can the forever war complex place on even the highest officials? Well, evidently quite a bit. And by the way, the evidence is clear the Russians did not hack the Democratic National Committee. So what this means is that the system, the dominating structure of our time, is fully committed to threat, fear, and war. Peaceful overtones are not accepted. Overtures are not acceptable. The high and mighty are drunk on power once again. So let's be very clear. These structures, by their very nature, will always draw the corrupt and corruptible and will always reward sycophants and shills and will always be obsessed with control and threat and will always send children to kill and send children to die. This is what they've been doing for 6,000 years. This is what they are. This is what they will remain so long as we feed them. And speaking of shills and traitors, as I said, former CIA Director John Brennan has said that the FBI and CIA need to stop sharing intelligence with President Trump, which is a criminal act punishable by life imprisonment. According to Brennan, Trump's recent summit with Putin was, quote, treasonous, therefore making his presidency illegitimate. Like I said earlier, projecting. The treasonous ones are the ones calling Trump treason, accusing him of being treasonous. They're the traitors, not Trump. The GatewayPundit.com reports, in what sounded like a signal to deep state operatives, Brennan warned the intel community may begin to, quote, withhold vital intelligence from President Trump to protect information. Via the Washington Times, in light of Mr. Trump's comments about the intelligence community, Mr. Brennan said that there very well might be a shift in the covert community to withhold vital intelligence in order to protect that information. Don Coates and Gina Haspel need to be on top of their game now and speak truth to power, he said, referring to Director of National Intelligence Dan Coates and recently appointed CIA Director Gina Haspel, and make sure Trump doesn't get away with this. Get away with this. That just infuriates me. Mr. Brennan said Trump was way, way out of his depth, meeting one-on-one with the master manipulator, Mr. Putin. No CIA agent would have entertained an individual private talk with any Russian, Mr. Brennan said, because that's just something we don't do. It's because you don't have the intelligence to do it, you moron. That's why you don't do it. The former CIA director warned Mr. Trump could have been compromised and or impacted intelligence capabilities during that private meeting. Oh, I'm sure. I still don't understand why he didn't trust John Bolton and Mike Pompeo to be at that meeting, Mr. Brennan said. Mr. Brennan said it would be unbelievable if Russia did not keep a single recording of Mr. Trump's private statements. But he was sure the U.S. did. Oh, I'm sure they did, too. I believe that whatever Mr. Trump said in that meeting is now memorialized on the Russian tape and will be utilized by Putin against Trump, the former director said. You know, I sat back and I tried to listen to Strzok. And it will make you sick when they're telling him, you've been subpoenaed, you have to answer this question. But you have point of order, Mr. Chairman, continually by the demoncrats that are in the room trying to take up for Strzok. It'll make you sick. These people are traitors. They need to be rounded up and hung. I'm sorry. They need to be rounded up and hung. They're traitors to America, traitors to the Constitution. They're despicable. They're the scum that scum wipes off the bottom of its feet. They make me sick. They are traitors. When is Sessions going to do something? When is something going to get done? You know, I want my damn country back.
It's not time yet, Terry.
I want my country back.
Yeah, we all do, but it's not time yet. That's why they are.
This is not my country.
That's why they're holding back on the information.
You know, even Tucker Carlson gets it. Even he gets it. Even he has come out and just basically said it's deep state versus us. By us, I mean real Americans, patriots. It's disgusting. John Brennan's the puppet master behind the Trump-Russia collusion narrative, and he helped promote Hillary's garbage Russia dossier. You know, once again, I find myself questioning why Jeffrey Beauregard Sessions is not acting for the good of his country and its citizens and put a stop to this nonsense. Is there something to this SES stuff? Is he controlled? Is he bribed? Has he been extorted? Inquiring minds really want to know. I don't get it. And I'm really tired of listening to trust the plan, Q. Q is telling us, trust the plan, QAnon. Trust the plan, trust the plan. Stay with the plan. Don't freak out. Everybody just chill out. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Everything's going to be fine. Just don't worry about it. Well, I am worried about it because nothing's ever just going to be fine. It doesn't work that way. And what scares me is in order to arrest all of these people at one time to prevent any of them from getting away, we're going to have to go martial law. And that scares the bejesus out of me. Who's to say this isn't a double-double cross, and when we go to martial law, they don't come and get us, the patriots, instead of the traitors? That's what scares me. And that's a real possibility, folks. Real possibility. Think about that.
Yeah, I'm kind of leery about them taking the grid down, you know, to actually
yes.
do it, you know, because
yeah.
they actually mentioned that. That was one of the things that that it may take the grid down to extract them all.
It's just...
Because we're not talking about 50. We're not talking about 100.
Oh, my God. We're talking hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
I'm at a point now where I think the president of pretty much every country is
yeah,
one of
is.
Them.
It is. It's
and
country.
He's going to appoint like-minded people that are in the same club. So look at the U.S. Every department is full of these people.
Like I said,
I
mentioned before on the show, they're in every state, every major city. And
yes.
there's some that lives, you know, out in small towns, out in the boondocks.
Yep.
And they've got to be rounded up, too. Because,
they're going to start back up again if you don't.
I mean, think about it. You know, if that comes out about what they're really, really doing to these kids, that's the problem. That's the problem right there. That's the stickling point.
Yes.
If the truth came out about those kids, man... It would, oh my goodness.
One of my favorite movies is a movie called Destry Rides Again with Jimmy Stewart, made with Marlena Dietrich, made in, I think, in the 30s. In that movie, it's a bad town, and this bad guy runs it. He owns a saloon and all that. How they finally stop it is the women get involved, the wives, the mothers get involved, and they go down there and picket and give cover for the good guys. But